you, son. I believe that's our ring.
Ha.
Bridget Air presents the new Lum and Abner Show. Tonight, Bridget Air, a division of General Motors, brings you a brand new kind of visit with those old characters down in Pine Ridge. Featuring Clarence Hartsell as Ben Withers, the music of Felix Mills, and starring your old favorite, Lum and Abner. America's number one refrigerator is Frigidaire. Yes, any way you look at it, America's number one refrigerator is Frigidaire. Number one in popularity. For more Frigidaire refrigerators serve in more American homes than any other make. Number one in thrilling new advantages, as you can see for yourself at any Frigidaire dealers. And number one in dependability. For Frigidaire refrigerators are made only by General Motors. And this association of experience with experience, of skill with skill, is your guarantee of lasting satisfaction. So when it comes to a new refrigerator for your home, remember this. The first name you think of is the right one to buy. Frigidaire, America's number one refrigerator. As we look on the little community of Pine Ridge, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store. Lum is seated at the checkerboard. Abner's talking on the telephone. Listen.
Prunes? Just a minute, Miss Barton. Hold the phone. Lum, have we got any prunes?
Prunes? Just a second here.
You can't move that man there. You're cheating.
I am not.
You're cheating.
I'm playing just like you do.
Oh, so you admit it, huh?
All right, I'll put the checker back if it'll make you happy. There.
Well, that's better. Let me see.
Wait a minute. It's still my turn. Get your lunch hooks off of them checkers.
Excuse me.
There. Now go ahead.
All right, sir. Let's see here.
Prunes, you say?
Yeah. Believe I'll just move that little... Oh, no.
You know, by rights, we oughtn't to be playing checkers during business hours, Abner.
No, we oughtn't. There. Sure, move along.
All right. Miss Pomeroy told Miss Blevins that we get so roughed up in a game, we even forget to answer the phone.
That's ridiculous. Hurry up and move.
Don't rush me.
Morning, Abner.
Hurry up, Mom.
My, ain't it a grand morning?
Hey, let's see now.
I say, ain't it a grand morning?
There. Go ahead, Abner.
I want a bucket of lard and two cans of... Say, did you hear me? I want a bucket of lard.
Soldier, he got me in a bad spot there, Mom.
Say, listen here, you lazy varmint. This is the last time I'm ever going to trade here. And I'll see to it that nobody else stays here, neither. We'll close this junk shop up so tight you couldn't open it up with a crowbar. What do you think of that, Abner Peabody?
Huh? Oh, well. Morning, Miss Goshen. Nice to see you.
Abner, don't sit there gabbing all day. Move.
Well, I'm going to. There. How do you like that?
Dad, blame it. I was hoping you wouldn't see that.
What can we do for you today, Miss Goshen?
Yeah, I reckon I'll just have to do this.
Now, wait a minute. You can't move there. You got to jump.
I do, huh?
Why, sure. Then I'll land in the king row and you'll have to crown me.
Be a pleasure.
Go ahead, Long. Move.
Oh, gosh, Ellen. Have I got trouble in the home. T-R-U... T-R of the... Trouble in the H-O-M home.
You got to do it, Lum. There's nothing else she can do.
Oh, that there woman of mine is on the warpath again. She's had me in the doghouse so long, I'm starting to chase alley cats. I don't know what to do.
Go ahead and move.
Oh, how can I do that? Just as quick as I get in the house, she locks me in the upstairs bedroom.
There's just one thing to do, jump.
From the upstairs window?
Granny said, there must be some other way out.
No, there ain't, Mom.
No, sir. I believe it's worth a broken leg to get away from that there wildcat.
Well, all right. There.
Now watch me. Right into the king roll.
Yeah, but what is she catching me a-leaving?
Crown her, boy.
Crown her?
Yeah, that's the time.
Well, by Jimmy Abner, now I'm going to take that there advice if it's the last thing I ever do. And it may be.
Did somebody just go out the door just now?
Yeah. Goodbye, Miss Goshen. I know it's taken me a long time, but now I've got me a king.
Yeah. Now you know how Princess Elizabeth feels.
Hey, wait a minute, Mom. That dad blamed Miss Goshen must have left the telephone receiver off the hook.
Yeah, let's see here now.
Absent-minded old Betty. Hello. Is anybody still on here? Huh? Just a minute. Mom.
Yeah?
Have we got any prunes?
No, Abner, don't get out that checkerboard today. We're giving that up for good.
Huh?
I just seen Ms. Goshen on my way to work this morning. She claimed she was in here yesterday, and we never even waited on her.
Oh, pretta-pratta. She run out before we ever had a chance to.
Well, morning, Ezra.
Howdy, fellas. Howdy. Abner, old boy, let me shake your hand.
Yeah, sure. Howdy do. Proud to see you, Ezra. Ain't saw you around here for a month or so.
Month? Well, what about what happened here yesterday?
I'd love to hear about it. Now, what was it?
Oh, don't judge me, Abner. I tell you, that there was the greatest one piece of advice I ever heard. I done just like you told me to do. I walked up to my woman and I says, Carrie, I'm a-moving. So she locked me in the upstairs bedroom. So, I packed my valise and jumped out in the winter.
I told you to do that.
For pity's sake, Sandra, what do you go around telling things like that for?
Well, Llama...
Granny, it's a wonder you wasn't killed, Ezra.
Well, sir, I was lucky. Carrie was down there waiting for me.
Well, what was so lucky about that?
She broke my fall.
Oh.
Well, when she come to, she said, where do you think you're a-going, Ezra Seastump? And right there's where I carried out the rest of your advice, Abner. I crowned her. Listen, whanged her on the noggin with my valise.
Oh, my goodness, a lot.
And then what happened, Ezra?
This I don't want to hear.
Carrie looked up at me and says, Ezra, I never knowed till now you loved me. She called me her big, strong caveman. Then she picked me up and carried me back upstairs. Oh, I tell you, Abner, everything's all right. I'm a happy man again. You don't know what you've done for me.
Don't know. You don't even suspect.
You say I gave you this advice yesterday?
Yes, and since then I've told all my friends about you. They've all got troubles and want your advice.
Well, now, wait a minute now, Ezra.
The fact is, there's a bunch of them waiting outside to see you now.
Huh?
Greenies, look at that. They're lined up outside the store there like Democrats outside the White House.
Abner, these here fellows all need your help. They're all on the verge of becoming mixed up and confused.
Well, they've sure come to the right man, all right. There ain't no human alive can help you get mixed up and confused more than ever. Hey, Granny's Abner, you've got to cut out running this advice bureau. You ain't hit a lick of work around here since you taken up Beatrice Fairfaxon. Besides, who are you to go around giving advice? What do you know about trouble?
Well, I'm married, ain't I?
I don't see what you're doing this for, no way. You ain't making a cent of money out of it.
Well, I ain't interested in money. I just get so much enjoyment out of my work.
Enjoyment?
Yeah. Mom, you just ought to hear the things that people tell me.
Why, you little gossip. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, what I could tell you about some of the folks around this place.
Well, I don't want to hear none of it. I'm above that. There ain't no one thing lower than a person that listens to gossip. What are some of them?
Well, I can't tell you none. But wait a minute, I see one of my clientele's coming up out there. Old Doc Peabody's got to get to work.
Old Doc Peabody? When did that start?
Can't mind now. Be quiet, Mom.
Good morning, old Doc Peabody.
Good morning, number 74WK59.
74. Abner, this has Ben Withers.
Mom, please. We never use no names in this business. Come along, 74W.
That's all right. How's everything with you, Lum?
Oh, terrible.
Fine.
Now, sit right there, 7-4.
Thank you.
Now then, 7-4, just pour out your little heart. Tell me all the spicy herb. Tell me everything.
Well, I'm coming to you on behalf of a friend of mine, Robert Zinkelfoo.
Who?
Yes. My lady resident. Perhaps you've heard of him. He's in the inventing game. Inventor of the washable violin.
Well,
he never learned how to play it, but he certainly keeps it nice and clean.
Well, what's his problem?
Fine. Robert Zinkelfoo went steady with Myrtle Travers for 9.5 years. Then one day, Myrtle went to a picnic with another fella. Later on, she got engaged to him. Then she married him.
Uh-huh.
Then somehow, Follett and her just seemed to drift apart.
Well, what's the problem? Does he want to marry somebody else?
Who?
I don't know, some girl.
Yes, they're the best to marry. But in this case, I would advise against marriage.
You would, huh?
What's this girl's name?
What girl?
This girl you mentioned in connection with marriage.
Well, I don't know who she is.
Well, there you are. You don't even know her name. You should at least get acquainted with her first, Abner.
Well, Ben,
maybe you'll find out she's not the right girl for you after all.
But, Ben,
And then, too, you've been reasonably happy with Elizabeth, haven't you?
Well, yeah, sure I have.
And you've got to think of your daughter, Pearl, too. You don't want her to become a homeless little waif, do you?
No, I sure don't. Bless her heart. Bless her little heart.
All right, then. Go home. Think this over. I'm sure you'll change your mind.
Well, thanks, Ben. Thank you. You just ain't got no idea how much you helped me. Wait a minute. What am I doing out here? I'm the advisor.
Now wait, Fulton.